Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, can I see you for a minute?
You can see me all day. You work here.
What's a stupid dog doing down here?
He's not a stupid dog, Hayden. I wish you quit saying that. He's just a little high strung.
High strung? I got a dead mouse on my porch that's more high strung than that dog.
You didn't say that. You can see my apartment. Every time I leave him alone, he goes nuts. My landlady says if I don't do something, she's going to make me get rid of him. Hey, can I keep him here until I figure out what to do?
All right, if you're going to keep him down here, keep him in the team room.
By himself, he'd go crazy.
Well, what would going crazy be for this dog? Wagging its tail? Keep him in the team room.
Hey, you're the boss. Come on, boy. I'm going to put you in here now. You be good. Hope we're doing the right thing. He hates to be left alone.
Well, just quit worrying about the darn dog and help me go with the depth charts for spring tryouts.
Crying out for help, Hayden. Doing more damage. I got him locked up in the equipment room. Just hand me the broom there. I'll finish cleaning up.
You get rid of the stupid dog.
He's not a stupid dog. Just insecure.
Of Knox first?
Well, I did, Knox.
Well, why didn't you call first?
Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right, Kelly. I'm having a very terrible day. Luther's dumb dogs destroyed the team room?
Not a dumb dog, just nervous.
Well, maybe this isn't a good time.
No, you hear. You obviously came to ask me something. My head's finished throbbing. Go on.
Well, I wanted to have a birthday party for Stuart at your cabin.
Well, there goes again.
Come on, Dad. You wouldn't have to do anything. I'll do all the work.
Why can't you have it at Dauber's house? That's where you guys live.
Well, so does half the football team. And all our friends are in the drama department. And we put the two together, it's just not a good mix. Come on, Dad, how often do I ask you for stuff?
Well, the time, it never stops, Carol.
Well, then why are you acting like this is such a big deal? Please?
Do I have to be there?
Well, he is your son-in-law.
Well, there goes the throbbing again. All right, Kelly. If you want to have Stuart's birthday party at my cabin and you want to invite all your little friends, you don't mind seeing your dad's head blow off, I... That's all right.
Oh, thanks.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a minute?
For who?
For me.
Who are you?
Leonard Trailman.
Listen, you're busy, so I'll just go. But Thanks again for Friday night. And if you want to ask Christine, tell her we'd love to have her.
Well, she's going to be there because I'm not going to suffer through Stuart's birthday party all by myself.
What can I do for you there, Lenny?
I need some advice, sir.
Why'd you come to me?
Because you're my faculty advisor.
No, I'm not.
It says so right here in my registration.
Well, I think somebody's pulling your leg there, Lenbo. I'm nobody's faculty advisor.
I don't mean to be contrary, sir, but the computer doesn't lie.
What the hell is this? Since when do I have to be somebody's faculty advisor? Where the hell is my contract?
Anyway, here's my problem, sir. I've been attending Minnesota State for 3 years. And although there are 26,000 undergraduate students, I haven't made friends with any of them.
Got it.
While my educational experience here has been superlative, I haven't formed any of those lasting bonds that were promised me in the catalog.
Definition of services, yeah. Coaching. Additional responsibility. Employee also agrees to serve as a faculty advisor during his term when deemed necessary by the administration.
Jeez, should have read that thing before I signed it.
Sir, now that it's official, what do you think I could do to fit in better?
Huh?
I'm a social outcast, sir. I'm an island. I'd like to be part of the mainland. I want chums.
I don't think they make chums anymore, Leonard.
I just want to be a part of something.
Well, if you want to be part of something, join a club.
Is that what you did as a student?
Well, I was in the best club of all as a football player.
Well, thank you, sir. That's sound advice.
Oh, good. That's what we're here for, is sound advice in football.
And thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
I am never too busy to talk to a member of the student body.
Spring tryouts. These forms need to be completed and signed in their entirety, including the medical release portion and the next of kin information. If these forms are not fully completed, you will not be eligible to try out for the football team. Any questions?
Do we have to fill out the whole thing?
Good question. Yes, the form must be filled out in its entirety, otherwise you will not be eligible to try out. If there are no further questions, please give your attention to the head coach of the Screaming Eagles, Hayden Fox.
Yeah. All right, thank you for that very enthusiastic response. Just hope you feel like applauding after a few days of pretty heavy drills, because these fellas are going to put you through hell for the next couple of days.
That's okay, baby.
We're going to see if you have what it takes to play Minnesota State football. You got the courage, you got the guts, you're willing to hurt and be hurt. Quite simply, guys, we're like the Marines. We're looking for a few good men.
Excuse me.
Leonard, what are you doing here?
I came to try out for the football team, sir.
What do you mean?
I just want to be a part of the best club in the school. I want to be a Screaming Eagle.
All right, loose job. Get these guys out in the field. Leonard, hang back. I want to talk to you for a minute. All right, you guys, let's go! Leonard? Leonard? Leonard?
Leonard, I thought I told you to hang back.
I tried, sir. I just lost traction.
You can't be serious about playing football. You can't even hold your ground in here. You're gonna get killed out there.
I'll take my lumps like the other chaps, sir. I'm not afraid.
Look, afraid or not, this is not a good idea. You said I'm your faculty advisor, all right? I'm advising you not to do this.
Sir, are you against this because you're concerned about my safety or because you don't think I have any talent?
If you had any talent, I wouldn't care about your safety.
I'd just like to be given a chance to show what I could do. I think I may surprise you.
Oh, all right. I can't keep anybody from trying out. Just watch yourself out there, all right?
Okay, coach. Sir?
Wait. Before you go, here, just at least wear these.
Well, that was ugly.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen players get creamed before, but that Creole kid really took a pasting. Kept getting back up, though. Kept getting up slower, but kept getting back up.
Hey, coach, I got a letter with me. You want to see him?
Yeah, send him in, Doc. Did you give me a couple minutes here, Luce?
Yeah. Quincy needs to take a walk anyway. He's getting restless. Heel, Quincy, heel.
Len, you want to sit down?
I just as soon stand, sir. I've been down most of the afternoon.
Well, are you okay, son? I mean, can I get a doctor to look at you or something?
I just think maybe I should have stretched a little more before we started. I'll be fine tomorrow.
Leonard, there ain't gonna be it tomorrow.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can't let you go out there again. If I do, you could get seriously hurt.
But I thought I was making progress. The last time I got hit, my helmet stayed on.
Look, Leonard, you tried, and that's the main thing. There's a lot of guys that don't have the guts to even do that.
Does this mean you're cutting me?
Leonard, it's not personal. I mean, I really like you. You are a real spunky kid. I wish I had 40 players with your spirit. You got the heart of an All-American. You know that? Just that you got the body of a real spunky kid.
You're cutting me.
I have to.
But I don't think you realize how much this means to me. I have to be a part of something.
I hate having to do this. I mean, you are a great kid. You showed a lot of courage out there today. I just wish you were an athlete.
So do I. I wish I were anything besides me.
Stuart's birthday party. I completely forgot.
I didn't. Hey, there you are.
Hey, happy birthday, Stu.
Well, thank you, sir. And thank you for the beautiful sweater. This night is just too good to be true.
Yeah, I'm sorry I left you stranded here. I mean, this is not one of those times when I was being thoughtless, though. I mean, today you were just the furthest thing from my mind. Oh, man. I didn't mean it that way. Well, hey, I just had a lousy day.
What happened?
I had to cut a kid at spring tryouts that really got to me.
Oh. Well, I know that's always hard for you.
Well, this one was harder than usual. Christine, were you popular in school?
Was I popular?
Yeah, I mean, did everybody like you? Were you in?
Well, I don't know. I had friends. I didn't think of myself as popular. I was voted most popular. I'm sure that just came from being voted homecoming queen.
You were homecoming queen?
Well, I guess that makes it sound like I was popular, but homecoming queen wasn't that big a deal, really. Why are you asking me all this?
Because Leonard Krailman isn't popular. Person compared to you, who is, huh?
I take it Leonard Krailman is the kid you had to cut today.
Yeah. He just wants to fit in somewhere, and doesn't seem to be any place for him.
Do you know why?
Well, I think it's because nobody gives him a chance. I think people look at him and they see the madre shorts and the geeky haircut and that skinny body and that squeaky little voice, and they think he's a nerd. I wish there was just something I could do for him.
There's no way he could be on the team? Well, okay, if he can't be a player, maybe he could be the guy who hands out towels or gets the team water.
Yeah, I already got kids that do that.
Well, could he take care of the equipment? You'll blow up footballs or something.
Christine Dauber does that.
Oh.
It's just that there's no place for this kid near a football field. He's got absolutely no skills, no talents. I mean, the kid is just kind of a zero. Hey, is there anything you could do at your TV station?
Coach?
Huh? Party's inside, Dobby.
Well, I'm not here for that party. Found it stuck in your office door. I thought you might want to see it. You mind if I go in and grab a root beer or something?
No, go ahead. Oh, great.
What is it?
Well, it's a withdrawal notice. Leonard Krailman's dropped out of school.
Oh, no.
Gosh, I wish you wasn't taking it this hard. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to abandon you again. I gotta go talk to Leonard.
I understand.
Oh, look, if I don't get back in time to help you clean up, thanks. Kids kind of pick on you, huh?
That's one of the things I won't miss about college life.
Well, that's kind of why I'm here, Leonard. I got this notice that you were dropping out of school. Is all that true?
Yes.
Is this because you didn't make the football team?
No, it's because I don't fit in here. I don't fit in anywhere.
Oh, Leonard. Come on, there comes a time in everybody's life when they don't fit in. I mean, there are times in my life when I feel like I don't fit in.
You?
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, I know everybody says, hey, Coach Fox, you know, you got a big job, you got a pretty girlfriend, you make lots of money, you wear great clothes. You're handsome. Where was I?
You're telling me how sometimes you don't fit in.
Yeah, because all that stuff, you see, is just surface stuff, but deep inside, I think we're an awful lot alike.
You're a nerd, too?
No. No, and neither are you, Leonard. Just because you're different doesn't make you a nerd. It means that you're unique, and all you got to do is just find your niche, son.
I already have, sir. That's why I'm leaving school, to become a computer programmer. It's a niche for one. I figure I might as well start leading a solitary life I was destined for. You don't have to feel bad. It's not your fault I don't have any friends.
Leonard, you got friends. I'm your friend.
Really? You want to get a soda?
Someday.
You know, you're one of the few people who's ever been nice to me. I have nothing but respect for you, Coach Fox. And even though I'm going to be spending the rest of my life alone in a windowless room, I'll always be your biggest fan. And next year, when you go to the Pineapple Bowl, nobody will be cheering louder than Leonard Pierre Krailman.
The Pineapple Bowl?
Barring unforeseen circumstances, you'll be 10-1 next year.
Where the hell did you come up with that?
On my computer, sir.
You can't predict a football season on a computer.
I can.
You can?
It's just one of the dumb things I do in my spare time.
And the computer told you we're going to a bowl game next year?
It appears to be statistically inevitable.
What else did the computer tell you?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
I don't know. Punch something up. Let's see what you got.
Hello, Leonard. What can I do for you?
I added a voice synthesizer to give me the illusion of human contact.
What is all this stuff?
Scouting reports, player performance probability charts, theoretical play analysis.
You know more about my team than I do.
Well, I don't have your coaching instinct or your motivational skills, but I've got technical mumbo-jumbo up the wazoo.
Hey, I just had a crazy idea, Leonard. What if you stayed in school another year and he came work for me?
Doing what?
Doing his stuff. You know, you'd be like my tactical consultant.
Me?
Yeah. We'd go over the game plans each week. You could tell me the probability of whether or not it would work. And then you'd sit up in the press box with Dauber and you could feed information down to me on the field.
I could sit in the press box?
Yeah. You'd be like our secret weapon.
Wow. Could I have a shirt with an M on it?
You got it, son. Got a deal?
Give me that withdrawal slip. You've made me the happiest person in the world.
Wait. Coach's staff's not really into hugging, Lenny.
I'm sorry, sir. Could I at least slap you on the butt?
How about just a handshake and we'll work our way down, huh?